It's time for the emergency break of the week.
First tiebreaker is penetrations, I think, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Oh, that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
How many times you've penetrated your opponent's 20-yard line?
Is that what you call the bottom?
What?
Hmm?
By a wheels-off comment.
Well, the bottom line, I guess, and how you determine a win, yeah, tiebreaker.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Or technical meltdown.
Champ, the Dallas defense gave your boys the 23 skidoo all night long. What were they doing to play like the cat's pajamas?
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Bottom.
Yes,
bottom.
It's time for the e-break. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Actually, we have a new number this week. It's 844-1234. That's the number to call. Yes, let's see who we have this week. Mike and Gordo. Candidate number one comes to us from a ticket ticker dude who is actually with us this morning, one T.C. Fleming, up once again for coughing on the air.
I don't know. What is it?
Alberta.
Oh, Alberta. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
Vancouver.
Was that off mic? Are you?
Oh, sorry. I did the thing again.
That was a... Every time I think it's the cough drop.
I thought I played a drop.
Unbelievable.
I do a ton of coughing. Really, it's only like 1% that are making it through.
What point do we get worried about your cough?
Alberta.
Months ago? I don't know. I'm probably going to die soon.
Well, don't die.
How many states or whatever are there?
Then they got back into it. It is amazing, TC, how many times you have coughed on the air. And
two?
Sometimes even when you're not doing the ticket ticker. No, it's more than two, isn't
it? It's two. I mean, this year,
Since 2016?
There was one coughing fit last year where I had like 30 coughs, but they were all within a minute.
Okay.
And then this year, two incidents.
Yes.
He's very defensive.
And it's just, it's Dan. That guy's going to, he's the number one offender.
But you have coughed off mic when bad, that's not the first time you've interrupted bad radio.
That's
though.
The second time within the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
Which is an abnormal amount, I will admit.
Okay. It just seems like it's happened 8 or 9 times. But it's only happened twice.
That's because
in 2016.
Their show is interrupted by my coughing 7 times a day, but that's Mino's choice, not mine.
Right. That is true. He does play the drop. Are you okay?
I'm doing great, George.
Uh-oh, that's...
Denial?
Yeah, that's an oversell.
Oh, no, he's coughing. All right, so there is TC up for another coughing e-break. This is Rhines, and there's nothing better on the e-break than when a joke goes flat. And Rhines felt that sensation this week on the hard line.
I cannot believe all those shows did so well back then.
Knott's Landing was the spinoff of Dallas.
Okay.
I ran into a few old broads in the 70s that could have been called Knott's Landing. You know, because of what was going on down there.
When you have to explain the joke.
And you still don't clarify your meaning.
It's a really bad one.
I don't get it.
You know.
No, I don't know.
So you should stop.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Like things could get a little bit tangled up down there, you know?
Like when your hair gets in a knot.
Yeah.
Knots.
Except not.
Landing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow. So the knots is a reference to.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Their lower hair?
Yeah. Horrible joke. And it is funny, though, because he really cracked himself up there. We don't have to play the whole thing again, but listen to how Rhines cracks himself up here.
I cannot believe all those shows did so well back then.
Knott's Landing was the spinoff of Dallas.
Okay.
I ran into a few old broads in the 70s that could have been called Knott's Landing.
He just cracked himself up.
I just love the sound of that voice where you can barely make it through the line because you think it's so funny.
And a great layout by the hard line. And, yes, just like my Cruella DeVille joke of 20 years ago. I thought I'd really delivered some comedy, and the music stopped, and these guys did too. Just as it did on Rhines this week. He's candidate number two. Candidate number three, I always get this guy's name wrong. Joyce Durnham?
Nope.
George Dunlap?
Nope.
George Durham?
It's you.
Yeah, I failed.
On what? What did you do?
I was trying to promote a segment coming up, and I went the blank screen. Good morning. 7:55 on the ticket. We've got the morning musers, Giorgio, Junior, and Gordo. We'll take a look at a sports and social Dallas edifice. I guess it is.
Oh, you were weaving there. Yeah, we're going to take a glimpse into the past.
What was it?
It was, I couldn't read my writing. And I think the tease was supposed to be...
This is one of my big complaints about Giorgio, is he insists on writing stuff down rather than typing it, and then he can't read his writing.
That's okay. I have a long list of complaints about you, but...
You don't want to get into the long list of complaints we have about you.
But I couldn't read my own writing, and I had a pretty good tease written out, but then I was trying to make sense of it while reading it live on the air, and that's what the result was. On the ticket. Good morning. 7:55 on the ticket. We've got the morning musers, Giorgio, Junior, and Gordo. We'll take a look at a sports and social Dallas edifice. I guess it is.
Oh, you were weaving there.
Yeah, we're going to take a glimpse into the.
All right, so there you go. Those are your three candidates. For another week, one TC, Rhines, or me at 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Please vote responsibly. Hello? Hello, you're on the ticket.
And good luck
Who
already.
Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Morning, boys. Give me the South Oak Cliff con man and shout out to the Crow AP combo platter.
Okay. There's a Rhines vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Mike.
Wow. See? Most efficient voting ever.
Nice. We're off to a good start here. Hello, you're on ticket radio. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for that e-break.
Yeah, who you want?
Well, I want to give a shout-out to the P1CO. We're going to have our next meetup down there in the woods, down there in Humble, Texas. Everybody's invited on from that worldwide web there. Roger 410, Wilco. I love old Jimmy. I appreciate you. Georgia 410, putting in five. Come on.
Is that a vote for me?
It is. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It took a while anymore to get there. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hi, yes, I'd like to vaginally vote responsibly for TC, Born.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Mike Ducey's fake smiling face list.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
I think I do.
Fake smiling face list?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello? Hey, sports caller, you're on the air.
Oh, good. Give me a Reiner.
Okay. Thanks. He may say that he's dead, but we'll register the vote anyway. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hey, George. Hey. Oh, tell me about Taco Period. Come on.
All right. Listen.
He's trying to time
that
it.
That is a Stars promotion where if they score, then you get free tacos, okay? It's not that complicated. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, boys. This is generic South African advertiser on the ticket.
Okay.
I sell leather sofas. I find lakes, diamonds, even sports and collectibles.
Okay.
I've got diplomatic immunity, and I want to vote for TC.
Vot. Okay. we'll register that. Thank you. That's a 10-4 there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, hey, musers.
Hey.
You know who I vote for?
Hmm.
The man who is so ravaged he's just attracted by the daily influx of spicy cylindrical corn-based snack food that his daily output of natural gas is now roughly equivalent to that of the entire Barnett Shale, and so has become known far and wide as Hot Fried Georgie.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
That is amazing. Don't laugh at that, Mike.
Thanks, Tiger.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello?
Am I on IM Radio?
Oh, yeah, wow. Fake Natalie Maines. How are you?
Hey, Niggas. Hey, Deucey.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Deucey. Another you on the radio. I want to vote for Hollywood Mike Reiner. Just so you know, love you, Deucey.
Oh, oh, how sweet thanks. Natalie Maines there, just so you know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Deuce.
Hey, good morning.
Vaginal slice born born.
Oh, almost made it. Hi, you're on the ticket.
It is, Deuce.
Hello.
Hey, there's grass in the field. Play ball.
I think that's a Rhines vote there. That was a Rhines impersonation, and you know how. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
I cannot believe all those shows did so well back then.
Knott's Landing was the spinoff of Dallas.
Okay.
I ran into a few old broads in the 70s that could have been called Knott's Landing. You know, because of what was going on down there.
When you have to explain the joke.
And you still don't
clear. Boy, Rhines has had a couple of years, hadn't he? How many wins is that for Rhines?
He's had a life. 60 wins, 18 behind Norman Petrified Woody Hitzkus.
Boy, he's about to catch Norm. All right, way to go, Mike.